Calgary's most recognized morning news personalities.
The Morning News with Gord Gillies and Sue Diel on 770 CHQR.
Social isolation and loneliness can be a big problem for seniors, especially during the winter months when, let's face it, a lot of us get the winter blues. Talking to us about this topic and how to combat it and make sure that our aging population stays social is gerontologist Dr. Amy Dupree. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you today, Sue?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. I know, you know, we all, doesn't matter what our age is, can be affected by the winter blues for sure. But do you think seniors feel that a little more often than not?
Well, I think what happens is for a lot of people, as they get older, their social support starts to shrink and we become more lonely and isolated. But I want to tell you, Sue, that's not necessary. So we often associate aging with loneliness, and I'm hoping that we can stop that association. And, you know, Sue, one of the things that I think is so key for people to know is that having good social support as we age is really key. It means that we live longer, we live healthier, both mentally and physically. We're less likely to live in a nursing home. We heal quicker from illnesses. And the latest research shows it has a protective factor against Alzheimer's disease. So this is important stuff you and I are talking about this morning.
It truly is. And, you know, as you mentioned, as someone gets older and older, their social system starts to disappear. I mean, family members will start to die as well as partners and friends. So what do we do to make sure that our seniors always have lots of social contact in their lives?
Well, and it's great because I think what often happens for people is friendship starts to become less prioritized, even in younger adult years. You know, we just don't put as much effort into it. And as we get older, people mistakenly think that friendships can't be formed, and they can, but we do have to take concrete actions. And there's some things that people can do. One of the things is there's a great website called Meetup, Meetup.com, that people can get on. And it's a wonderful way to find activities that people are doing in your area that you have an interest in. It's very informal. You can look by postal code. Great way to find other people to spend quality time with. And there's another website, Amintro, AMINTRO.com, that's a friendship site that is, think about a dating model, but this isn't for dating. It's for friendship, to find people, again, that you have common interests with. And I think the idea is here, you have to get out of your house. You have to have community involvement, and both of those websites, I said, are ways to get out of your house, not to stay in your house on your computer, and to spend time with other people and start forming those deep friendships, because we know that loneliness is both preventable and reversible. But we have to do things about that.
And like you said, I mean, it keeps your brain active. It keeps you stimulated. It keeps your body moving if you're getting out and about. And it doesn't have to be dependent on your age and what you like to do. It doesn't have to be anything super physical, but just to get out and to visit with people. Go have a coffee with some new friends, maybe.
Absolutely. Right. It could be playing cards, right? It's just the idea that we know now, you know, this is a worldwide phenomenon, this idea about loneliness and social isolation and the people looking at the impact. England actually named the Minister of Loneliness because they thought it was such a problem in England.
Wow.
So I think the world is kind of waking up saying, hey, old age does not have to be a lonely time. But we have to think about this and start taking action. And truly, for all your listeners who are in early adulthood and midlife, this is also something you can start focusing on right now. We don't have to wait till we're older.
Mm-hmm. What about physical touch? Is that just important as, you know, being active and chatting and getting out and visiting and moving around?
We know, there's great research that shows that, you know, just the touch of holding a hand can make a difference, right, in how people feel. So definitely that makes a difference in people's lives. And I think the face-to-face contact makes a difference as well.
Most definitely. So do you think that there's more that we can do, particularly here in Canada, to make sure that as we age and as we look at our senior population, that we can get people more active and out and visiting and just getting that social experience?
I think so. I think one of the things is that we have spent so much of our life energy on our work and on our, sometimes on raising our kids too, right? And often people find after their kids leave the home and they're empty nesters that they go through a bit of a period of realizing, hey, our friends were all tied to our kids, you know, so we have to find a new group of friendship. And I think what we have to realize is this is something we need to prioritize, just like we used to, you know, say, oh, yeah, we have to physically exercise, and it was kind of a new idea maybe 30 years ago that we should all be doing that. I think this is the new idea that this matters, and this deserves as much focus as the physical exercise, as our good diet, as all of those things, that we really need to give it a priority and to start stepping out to meet people and invest in our relationships and our life.
And I like that you said that loneliness is both preventable and reversible, because if we make sure in our lives and the lives of the older folks in our lives that they get out and do things, that you can reverse that loneliness issue.
Absolutely. And I think we can't accept it as a part of aging. We have to see it as something that we do want to reverse.
And maybe push those people in our lives that tend to stay home and stay stuck inside.
Yeah.
And you know, encourage them to maybe get on Meetup and join with like-minded people.
Absolutely. And to use that as a medium to get out the door, not as a way to stay in the house on the computer.
No matter what age we are, we don't need to be lonely. We don't need to be isolated. Let's focus on that. I think it's a great reminder for us. Thanks, Dr. Amy.
Thanks. I hope you have a great day, Sue.
You too. Dr. Amy Dupree is a world-renowned gerontologist, and she says there's no need for it. We need to get out, we need to visit, and we need to be social.